This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
It's Ricky for Blown Off today. Ricky, how's it going? I mean, other than the fact that you... Hey, we're good. We're good. How are you?
Ricky.
I'm good. Hey.
Hey.
I mean, you know, yeah, could be better, I guess.
Well, that's, yeah. Tell us what's going on. Tell us what happened with you when... is this a girl? Is this a guy? Is this some kind of inanimate object?
Yeah. It's a girl named Robin.
Okay.
We were dating for about 2 months. A little bit confused. She just kind of broke up with me abruptly. Our last date seemed like it was fine. I don't really know. It kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
We went to the beach. We were there all day. You know, we hung out. Everything seemed okay. When we got back, we went to her place. She showered. She came out. She said she was kind of, you know, feeling like groggy or whatever, but she didn't seem weird at that point. Things still seemed fine.
Okay.
We woke up, we went to dinner, it was kind of what we do, and then we were going to go back to her place. Like, I normally spend the night there.
So right.
At my place, which is closer. She actually just was like, you know, I'd just prefer if you just drop me off. I'm not really feeling well. I'd like to just kind of, whatever, just kind of sleep by myself tonight, you know, whatever. She just wasn't feeling well. So, yeah, I did that. Again, kind of didn't think anything of it. She didn't seem too weird. I mean, I guess she wasn't feeling well, so that there was a little bit of a difference there, but I couldn't tell.
Right.
I tried to call her the next day. I didn't hear from her. The following day, I texted, called. Finally, she texted me back and just said, you know, like, we need to talk. I went over to her place that night after work, and we sat down. I was like, well, what's going on? And basically, she was just like, really vague, but what she said to me was she just kind of lost interest in me as like someone that she'd like to date.
She said, I've lost interest in you as someone that I'd like to date.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was pretty harsh. I pressed her for a little bit more information, but that was basically all that she could kind of get out.
She gave you nothing else besides that.
That's about it.
Wow.
And, you know, she kind of rephrased that in a couple different ways, but that was basically what she said.
And,
so a little baffled about that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right, so you're wondering what exactly it was that caused her to not want to date you anymore.
Yeah, what was the straw that broke the camel's back, or the catalyst? I don't know.
How long had you been going out? You said a couple weeks. How long was it?
No, it was a couple months.
Months. Okay.
You know, I think I kind of deserve a little bit more than that.
Yeah, definitely.
We're going to call her up now. Are you ready, Ricky?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here we go. Let's call Robin, find out what's going on.
Hello?
Robin?
Yes?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
That's great news.
Who is this?
Robin, my name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE.
Hi, Robin.
Hi.
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 Oh, my gosh.
We host the hilarious and entertaining Big 8 Morning Mess.
Yeah, totally. Wow, cool.
Do you have a couple minutes for us to talk to you live on the radio?
Sure.
Cool.
That's great news. Listen, we had a quick question for you about a guy who you were dating. His name is Ricky.
Oh my God. Wait a second. What do you know about Ricky?
Well, we know that you blew him off abruptly and we're not really sure why, and neither is he actually.
Oh my God.
Do you think you can tell us why you don't want to date Ricky anymore?
Wow. Well, really? You really want to know?
Yes, we really want to know.
There's nothing we want more.
Please.
Okay, oh my God. Okay, well, I walked in on him having a happy time with himself.
Having a happy time with him.
Ew.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
No, yeah, I've...
Ew, that's so gross.
Yeah.
Where was he having happy time that you saw this?
On my couch.
On your couch?
On my couch.
Where? Okay.
No.
Not blanket or anything, just on the couch.
And what did he say when you walked in?
I don't know that he noticed.
Oh.
I just left. I went right back into my room, put the pillow over my head. It's disgusting.
So he doesn't know you saw him.
I don't know, and I don't care. That's just, that's kind of creepy.
That's why you don't want to date him.
He could have woken me up. I fell asleep. He could have just...
Oh my God. Robin, I'm so sorry.
You're on the phone, Ricky.
Yes, I'm so sorry. I had no idea you saw me. It didn't even cross my mind. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God, Ricky. I can't believe you're on the phone. This is kind of creepier than it was 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. For you and me both, sister.
What do you say to that?
Yeah, there's nothing you can really say.
Yeah, there's no like. Confusion. It was just, it's gross.
Ricky, could you not have like gone in the bathroom or like waited till you got home? I don't understand why that had to happen right then and there.
I don't know. I don't know either. It was just one of those things. The moment just kind of struck me.
Yeah.
He was out cold. I don't know. I feel comfortable in her apartment. I guess. It does sound a little weird.
It does sound very weird.
So weird.
I mean, have you guys been intimate as a couple?
Yeah, so, as a couple.
Yeah, why don't you go wake her up? Like, you know.
Yeah.
Nudge her a little bit. Be like, hey.
Wake her up, then do that.
I know.
Yeah, there's a million things you could. Come on. That's just creepy.
You're right.
And I think it almost would have been different if you were in his house. Like, the fact that you're in her house on her couch. I know that dudes, like, have to do that, but, like, just don't do it in front of us. That's just weird.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, well, I didn't do it in front of her. I mean, I didn't think I did.
Yeah.
That's true. Good point.
Yeah, I mean, well, listen, this isn't something you've done before, is it, Ricky, or is this a common?
No. It's not like I'm like a, no.
Okay. All right, and Robin, was it just something that you just can't get over it? Is there a way you could, you know, maybe?
Just feel embarrassed for him, or like, how do you feel? Or you just feel like it was gross and creepy?
It's just kind of gross and creepy.
Just kind of rubbed you the wrong way, huh?
Yeah. Well,
Mark
was.
You sicko.
All right. Well, all right. So there's okay. So Robin, you're not interested in seeing Ricky anymore. You feel you've seen enough of him.
Plenty, yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, Robin, listen, we appreciate you, your honesty. We appreciate your time, too, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much for talking to me. Ricky.
Yeah.
Look, buddy, good news, bad news. The bad news is you're going to be spending a lot more time alone. The good news is at least you know how to keep yourself occupied. Okay, all right. Hang on one second. It's the Big A Morning Mess. We'll be right back.